Also, human being is called rational animal. They are also classified among the animals, but they are called rational animals. So here also in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Jantava. Jantava is a plural number of Jantu. Jantu means animal. So, somebody is engaged in the activities of sinful activities, but he is not induced by the Lord that he should be engaged in sinful activities. Similarly, somebody is engaged in a first-class activity. That first-class activity is according to his own association with the modes of material nature. Agyanena abhitam jnanam sena munihanti janta. But in this material world, either in the modes of ignorance or in the modes of passion, all in the modes of goodness, they are all total, some total is ignorance. Some total, even a man is in the modes of goodness, that is also considered as ignorance. Because real knowledge is to know his relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is real. Unless one is elevated to that position, that what is his relation to the Supreme Lord, then all so-called knowledge is also understood as ignorance. Just like at the present moment, not present moment, always. People are engaged in the matter of economic development for French gratification. So that is also enough. That is also enough. Because advancement of economic development, there is a nice song by Vaishnava. He says that Jaravidya Shop Mayar Bhuiho. Jaravidya means the material advancement of knowledge is a manifestation of this illusory energy. The illusory energy manifests herself in different ways, and that is called material advancement of knowledge. The material advancement of knowledge means we are becoming more and more illusion. Illusion. Just like today, one of our students, he has been to some doctor for some business. He has some talks with him. So when the student says that he believes in personal God, then the doctor answers that, we believe, the world believed 700 years before like that. Now we have advanced so far that we cannot believe in the personality of God. Now, people think that they have made very much advance in the material time. Well, actually, if we scrutinize, study how much advancement they have made, then we can know that practically we have been more illusion than we have made advance. Now, 700 years before, people were dying. Death was there. So, has the advancement of material science during the 700 years has stopped death? No. People were suffering from diseases 700 years before. Then, has the material science so much advanced stopped diseases? No. People were embarrassing increase of population. Has that been stopped? No. People are embarrassed with so many death rates. Has that been stopped? No. That is not. Now, 700 years before, the sun was rising on the eastern side. Has the material science stopped? The sun rising on the eastern side. Has it gone to the western side? No. Then what is this advance? Simply defining the existence of God is that the advancement of knowledge. If we materially calculate that practically the major questions which are embarrassing us, we are embarrassed with the material miseries of life. That has not been solved. The major questions have been criticized. Simply by thinking that there is no God, we are God, we are science is everything. Do you think that is a constant of knowledge? No. So therefore, avgyanina abhritam jnana. You see, this part of advancement of knowledge in the material science is also another type of ignorance. The Lord says, avgyanina abhritam jnana. Real knowledge is now covered. Real knowledge being covered by nisai, avgyanina. Srinam mihanti jantava. Therefore, they are actually first-class. By the name of so-called advancement of knowledge, the whole population of the world, they are now perplexed. We do not go into the details, but any sane man can see that we are not advancing. Actually, we are degraded in so many ways. ज्ञानेन तु तदज्ञानम् शीर्षाम् नाशितः शीर्षाम् आदित्यवत् ज्ञानम् प्रकाशयति तत्परम् तत्परम् दि तत्परम् वर्ड् इस् वेरि सिग्निफिकेण्ट् तत्परम् मीन्स् इन् रिलेशन्शिप् टु दि सुप्रीम् लॉ दट् इस् द तत्परम् दट् नालेज् इस् रियल् नालेज् ज्ञानेन बै spiritual advancement of knowledge, when we are advancing in spiritual advancement of knowledge or Krishna consciousness, then our this abhyan of ignorance that I am the product of this material world and therefore identify myself with this body extensively and centrally also. When we are not so much advanced, we think of my body only, that means we are very much advanced in material science. We think extensively for others also to be in that category of knowledge. So, jnana tu, abhyana, jishan, asipasa. Any person who has advanced in this a spiritual knowledge, Krishna consciousness, then he is that a covering of material knowledge is dissipated. How? Srivam Adhikava Jnana, just like sunrising, the darkness of the night at once dissipated. Similarly, thanks to advancing Krishna consciousness, spiritual knowledge, then our material conception of life is advanced. Tat buddhas tadatmana tan nishthas tat parayana gacchanti apunaravitti jnana nidhita palmasa. If actually we can advance in the spiritual knowledge of this consciousness, that tad-buddha, by that intelligence, tad-atmana, being identified with Krishna, tan-nishtha, having faith, good faith, tad-parayana, and surrender souls to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, gacchanti apunaravitti, then the result will be that after leaving this body, he is not coming back again. Punaravitti means he is repeated, but from there he is stopped altogether. Gacchanti apunaravitti. Gacchanti means he goes to that place where from he hasn't got to return back. Gacchanti punaravitti. Punaravitti. Jnana nidhita tattva. How that position can be attained? That jnana nidhita karmasa. Karmasa means the reactions of sinful activities. That is called karmasa. When reactions of sinful activities have been lost completely, then by that knowledge, the enhancement of spiritual knowledge, Krishna consciousness, we are eligible now to enter into the kingdom of God, from where we need not come back again. Vidyadunaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine suni deva kapatita pandita samadarshina. When one is actually advanced in spiritual knowledge, he is in transcendental position. In transcendental position, he is called pandita, a real learned man. And what is that real learned man? How does he visualize this phenomenal world? Is the Lord says that Vidyadunaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastine. When one is in the transcendental position, then he sees equally every living entity. How is that? Vidyadunaya sampanne brahmane, a learned brahmane, a learned intelligent man who is very advanced in material academical knowledge, Siddhavinaya Sampanna, and he's very gentle and culture, such an intelligent man, Siddhavinaya Sampanna, Brahmani, Gavi, a cow, Hastini, an elephant, and Suni means dog, and Kapati, as a dog eater, there is a class who is dog eater. The Pandita Samadarshi, one who is in the transcendental position, he does not discriminate in that, because he understands that they are different living entities and that different dress only. But he sees his own life, the spiritual identity, and he has nothing to do with their activities. He is in transcendental position, and he is concerned with the Krishna consciousness in his activities. He becomes jealous with the activities of this world. Just like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author says that in this material world, which is illusion, the division, that this is good, this is bad, these are all mental speculations. In the higher state, they see that in the material bondage, nobody is in goodness. Everybody is in trouble. So, this material calculation, that this is good, this is bad, this is happy, and this is miserable, in the transcendental position, they think that they are all equal. Yuhaiva tai jitat sarga jishan samme sita mana. Now, one who is situated in such transcendental position of mind, then yuhaiva tai jitat sarga, and in this very body, he has conquered riba. He has conquered riba. The whole position is that we want to stop rebirth in this material. Now, there is a story in the Ramayana. In the Ramayana, there is a story when Maharaj Dasarath was the father of Lord Rama. When Rama was a boy, about 15 or 16 years old, he was simply a boy. Now, one sage, his name is a very famous sage, he came to Maharaj Dasarath asking the help of Ramchandra for killing one demon in the forest. Because the sages used to remain in forest there, that demon was creating for the children. So he approached the king. King is the lord of both the city and the forest. So he prayed that please send your son and help me. Now, at that time, the king inquired from that sage, Oishtat Yastam Kunajjama Jaya. Now, just like in our worldly affairs, we, for gentleman's etiquette, we ask, how are you? How things are going on? Now here, the king was asking the sage, Oishtam Yastam Kunajjama Jaya. You have become mendicant, you have become sage, just to conquer over death. Conquer over death. So he comes just from Punajjanma Jaya. So that is the highest knowledge. Highest knowledge is to conquer over the death. This sort of idea, of course, now it has become a story. But to conquer over the death, that was the main problem in, at least in the former Vedic civilization days. Everyone, any highly situated person in knowledge, this his main business was how to conquer death. Now at the present moment, that question has become covered, how to conquer death. Let death there be. So long death does not come, let me enjoy and have sense gratitude. That has become the standard of civilization in the present moment. But the real problem is how to conquer death. Is he in the transition or death is a that cannot be conquered. That is set aside. Now let us prepare something, atomic bomb, so that death can be accelerated. This is scientific. Death is there. And the problem is formally people used to think of how conquering death. But at the present moment, they are thinking, accelerating death, and they call it advancement of knowledge, advancement of science. So this is great. So practically, this is ignorance. Real solution, there is no real solution. But whatever they are doing, they are thinking that making too much advance. But Lord Sri Krishna says that yuhaiva tai jita jita sarva. Sarva means repetition of that. Kichat desa samuthena sarve janti parantapa. This sarva, this repetition of that, is due to our strong desire for material enjoyment. So long we do not describe this desire for material enjoyment, so we have to take our birth repeatedly, either in the human form, or in the form of a demigod, or in the form of a tiger, or in the form of a dog, a cat. There are so many forms. There are different forms in different categories of sense categories. So, one who has developed this transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness, he conquers death even in this life. Yaiva sri jita sarva desham shamme sitapana. Shamme means equilibrium. Equilibrium, just a person in transcendental position, he sees equally the intelligent man and the dog equal. Intelligent man and the dog equal. A dog, a cow, an elephant, and a dog eater. So all these categories, there are different categories of life, but one he is situated in the transcendental position, they do not see any difference, because in the material world, this position is higher, and this position is lower, they are all simply mental speculations. Actually, unless one is not situated in the Krishna consciousness, these higher and lower calculations, or so far speculation. Yes. So yahiva tai jita sarva jisam samme sitamma. Samme sitam, one who has cultured himself that these different activities of the material world has nothing to do with him. His only business is to become Krishna conscious. Then it is to be understood that he has conquered death even in the present life. Yai, niddosa hi samang brahma, tasmad brahmani te sitaha. Niddosa, this part of equilibrium and the transcendental state of Krishna consciousness, niddosam, or faultless, is called faultless life. Niddosa hi samang brahma. And when it is faultless or beyond the spell of the material nature, then that is the state of Brahma. Brahma, aham Brahma, and daily literature gives us an instruction that you are Brahma, you are not this matter. And this is the position of Brahma. How? When one is in transcendental position. Nirdosam samang brahma. Tasmat brahmani te sukha. And one who is situated in such condition of life, he is already in brahma, parchatra. Brahmani te sukha. Na prahishet, na patat, what are the signs? Now, Krishna describes the symptoms of this stage. Simply, superficially, we think that I am already in the Brahma state of life. No, that will be symptoms. Yes, Krishna says, the distinct ground of Brahma. Simply, if I say that I have now $100 million in my bank, that is untrue. There must be some symptom that actually I have got. I'm doing something with the first money and spending like that. Then one can track, oh, yes, this man has got some money. Similarly, simply by understanding that I am in Brahma city, oh, no, I'm Brahmasmi, then I'm doing all the nonsense, ordinary work. So that is here. Krishna gives the symptom how one is situated in the Brahma situation. Na prahishthe priyam prapya. When one is situated in Brahma conception of life, a Krishna consciousness life, suppose all of a sudden he gets some $100 million. Suppose he is a poor man, but all of a sudden there was a case in there are many cases. In India there was a case in Calcutta. One what is called the caretaker of the horse. What is his called? What is his name? Groom. Yes. He with his master purchased some lottery ticket. And the master did not get anything, but the groom, he got some 10 lakhs or something. So his name was there. So when he was informed by the master, oh, he has got this money, he at once sailed his heart and died. So he thought, oh, so much money I have got. So thinking that, there was heart failure in that. Yes. And all of a sudden, when this happens, it is a storm. And that's why we get some horrible storm. So this is pleasure storm. This is pleasure storm. Because here is a poor man, ordinary man, only understood that I have got $10 million in my bank now. Oh, he can stop at once that. So here, the same thing. One who is actually in the stage of equilibrium, not for his shape, young pastor, suppose something, there are, in our present state of life, although we may be situated in a transcendental position, it takes so long, this material body is there, we are materially connected. Under the circumstances, there are so many wants, so many, requisitions, that is first part. But one who is actually situated in the transcendental position, he is not prahishthe priyam prapya, is something favorable for us. He does not become too much. He thinks, all that, by Krishna's grace, I have got this, let me engage it in the Krishna service. But because he has dedicated his life, he does not obtain anything. Everything Krishna's property. So if something is obtained, achieved, some favorable thing, he engages that thing in the service of the Lord. Na prasthetriyam kato. That is his happiness. That is his happiness. That's his family man. Whatever he earns, if he can spend for the family, then he becomes happy. Because his affection is there in the tank. Similarly, some great man of the country, if he can give some service to the people, to the country, he feels happy. Similarly, a man who is in Krishna consciousness, if he gives some opportunity to serve accidentally in the service of the Lord, then he feels happy. But not maybe. Not for his state priyam prapa, nor vidate prapa cha priyam. This is our disease. In the material conception of life, we do not want what is unfavorable, but we want simply favor. But the laws of nature, they are so cruel that they enforce upon us unfavorable. But one who is transcendentally realized, he does not care for the unfavorable or the favorable. He knows that when the time will come, either the favorable things will come or unfavorable things will come in the law of nature. Let me be engaged in my own business, Krishna consciousness. Sira buddhi asarmura brahmami brahmami sukha. Sira buddhi. He's steady in his conclusion. He's not changed. Steady in his conclusion. Asarmura. Asarmura means he's not built. Brahmami, because he knows what is Brahma. And brahmami sukha. And he is situated in Brahma. Sira buddhi asanamurha brahmavi brahmani sutaha bayasvarseshu asaptasma vindati atmani jat sukham sa brahma yoga juktasma sukham aksham asmate. Now, the one who is situated in that transcendental position, he is not attached bayasvarseshu asaptasma. Now, those who are materially situated, they take pleasure as outside, which is in contact with my sense. In contact with my sense. And the highest contact of senses in the material world is the sex contact. So, once he is situated in his Dhamma, he has no connection with the external things and enjoy with the sense attachment. Vaya spanta. Spanta means flesh. And vaya means external. So he is not interested in flesh for kind of happiness. Vaya sparsesho atakta. He is detached. He is detached. He is atma. He is, atma means mind, atma means body, and atma means soul. So you take either way, either body, soul, or mind. He is detached from such external. He's not attached to that external happiness. Vindati atmani idat sukham. He enjoys living himself. Enjoys living. That is real happiness. This word, Rama, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Rama, the Rama means that unlimited enjoyment in real happiness. There is another meaning of Rama. Rama, Lord Rama, that is all right. And also some grammatical meaning that Rama means Ramante. Ramante means to enjoy. So there is a word in Bhagavad. Ramante yogina anante satyanande siddhatmani iti rama padenasu param brahma iti avidhiyat. Ramante yogina. Yogina means those who are advancing in spiritual times and advancing in Krishna consciousness. They are called yogis. So, ramante yogina. The yogina, they take pleasure. Satyanande. Satyanande means an actual happiness. Because the living entity is Satchitananda Vigraha. Happiness is purity. He cannot voluntarily put into misery. That is not his position. He should be always in happiness. So there happiness we do not know here. In the material conception of life, we do not know what is happiness. So those who are glorious, those who are transcendental, advancing spiritual life, they know what is happiness. Ramante yogina anante, anante, happiness means which has no end. That is happiness. According to Vedic literature, happiness has no end, unlimited happiness. Here in the material world, whatever you consider happiness, that is limit, that has its end. But a spiritual happiness is calculated just like spirit is unlimited. Similarly, spiritual happiness is also unlimited. So, Ramante, Yogina, Anante, Satyanand. Satyanand means real. Satyanande. And what is that Satyanande? Siddhatmani. Sit means knowledge. And Atma. When the Atma is developed in full knowledge of Krishna consciousness. That part of happiness is real happiness. Vajyasma Sisho Satya, Asatya Atma, Vindati Atmani, Atmani means with the soul, with the super soul, the relation between the soul and the super soul. That is the Rasa Dhamma. We have heard about Krishna's Rasa Dhamma. That is happiness. And in the Sila, the spiritual platform, that happiness is real. So, sa brahma yoga yukta atma sukham akshayam asmite. Aksham means that does not pass away, not seeker. Here in the material world, all happiness, the so-called happiness, they're all seekers. They come and go. Therefore, one who is transcendentally situated, he does not care for happiness or distress. Because he knows either this happiness or this distress, it has appeared and it will go. So why I shall be describing distress of? Because this is the nature of this world. Just like snowfall in your country. And now we are expecting snowfall. But last year there was snowfall, it has gone. Again they are coming. So anything of this world, they come and go. So you shall not be disturbed. And in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna advised Arjuna that Matra Sparsat Tontya Sitoshna Sitadukhala Agamo Pahina Anitya Tam Sitikshatva Bharat. Even there is distress in this material world, we should learn to tolerate. Because these are a key that there is not neither real distress, neither real. We should be careful either of this happiness or this. So someone who is like that, sa brahma yoga yukta atma sukham akhayam. Akhayam means who does not deteriorate. That sort of happiness he enjoys. Jehi sanasparsajam hoga dukha jivanaya yuvati. And one who is attacked with the touch stone, and with the sense touch, that he must know that he is inviting miseries of life. He is inviting miseries of life. Jehi sanasparsajam hoga. Any enjoyment which is derived out of the touch of the senses, we should know that is meant for our miserable life. Dehi sanasparsajam hoga dukha junaya vate. Dukha junaya means then in future I'll have to suffer. So the self-control is very essential in the material advancement and the spiritual advancement of life. The happiness derived, material happiness derived out of the touch of senses. It is clearly stated that the dukkha jhuna, they are the mother of all misery. Mother of all misery. There are so many instances, and in Bhagavata also, we have got a very nice flow verse. And it was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Janmaitanadi grihame di sukham mitukham tanduyane natarayo rivadukha dukham. He says that in this material world, the people are thinking that they are happy. Why? And because they have that sex habit. Janmaitanadi grihame di sukham mitukham. And what is that sex happiness? It is sanyanena karayuriva dukkha dukkham. Suppose you have got some eaters in your hand and you are eating very according to your satisfaction. Then after the effect of such eating is very hard. So similarly, this is a kind of eating sensation. So sanyateva manasita visaya pasira. So one who wants to cure this eater, he should be a little tolerant
hand, and then
he will be cured of this issue. Eating, if you stop eating, then it automatically cures. Similarly, the sparsila sukham, the happiness which is enjoyed by sense touch, that is dukkha juna. Lord Sri Krishna says, that is, generating distress. Dukkha juna evate. Abhyanta banta kaunteya nate shuravate buddha. Oh, no. Somebody may say, no, this is very good happiness. But Krishna says, that is distress in the beginning, and that is distress at the end, kaunteya nate shuravate buddha. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they refrain from such happiness. They refrain from such. In the beginning also, for arrangement of sex life, there is so many distress, and at the end also, there is so many distress. So, sense gratification, they should be, so long we are in this material world, there is need, that should be regulated. That should not be extravagant or unrestricted. Then we call for distress. That is his question. Thank you. I am very important.